In the big parking lot at Union Middle School, drivers in training take turns maneuvering long yellow school buses through the course.
That's called our straight line backing to make sure they can keep a bus centered without crossing lines.
Canyon School District Assistant Trainer Patsy Richens never crosses the lines on this day.
And this is called our offset to the left.
Back at headquarters, Trainer Lonnie Wilkins shows new drivers everything about the bus inside and out.
Our heaters. You can hear them turning on. How to simply turn on the windshield wiper. We teach, you know, how to honk the horns, for heaven's sake. Believe
it
or not.
Honk it with your foot?
Yeah, down there.
That's the air horn.
Before each trip, drivers go through inspections, like the four steps of the brake test.
And now we're going to go to step three. We're watching for that to pop out right about now.
And the child left behind alarm.
Which forces them to walk all the way to the rear. And the idea is to look at the seats.
But before they even get behind the wheel, new drivers have hours of classroom instruction.
We teach them, what do you see down the road? A block, block and a half, 12 to 15 seconds ahead. What do you see that can potentially be a hazard or risk to you?
Things like first aid, emergency procedures, unloading and loading, defensive driving, railroad crossing, and behavior management. Richson says that's where they'd like more help from students and parents.
Teach the kids that it's important that they stay seated on the bus while it's in motion. That is the most important part of this, is that they stay seated while we're moving.
All key when school starts again. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.